you're just now joining us at thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, you missed quite a bit. William Snowblin recanting his conversion and his escape, or whatever word you want to use, from the satanic rituals and those kind of things. Check it out on thepowerhour.com. This interview will be up in the next day or two, commercial-free version. William, maybe people should go to their church and check out the lost and found, and anything that's been there more than a month, they should go burn it.
That's a bad idea. You know, yeah. I mean, can I just tell you something about that? Because I'll tell you, usually,
sure.
In most churches, it's older, mature women that have the radar, you know, to pick these things up. And the only problem is, whether they're married women or whether they're maybe widows or whatever, oftentimes the pastors won't listen to them. And they'll say, you know, I have a bad feeling about whatever it might be.
Because if you read
the book Blood on the Doorpost, toward the end we have a whole thing on church-wide issues and how there's literally a dozen or more ways, and there's probably more now because, of course, of all this electronic digital stuff we have now. But, you know, where the way that the devil can get his foot into even an on-fire, Bible-believing church and start, you know, chewing on it and tearing it apart. And sometimes these pastors who, I hate to say it, but a lot of pastors have the spiritual discernment of a doorknob. You know, they just don't, because they don't teach that in seminary. You know, they teach, you know, theology and how to do this and that and the other thing, but they don't teach them how to cultivate the gifts of the Spirit, usually. There's always exceptions. So, you know, and many times these pastors will think, oh, this is just some wacky old woman, you know, and they won't listen. And as a result, you know, you end up with problems. You know, we had another church where someone, you know, discerned that somebody had scrawled something on the cabinets they put around, you know, the toilets in the ladies' rooms. And someone had scrawled something on the restroom inside of the cubicle, and it was a satanic sigil. But to the layperson, it just looked like somebody had taken a Sharpie and just scrawled something, you know, like these graffiti people do. And they had to literally, you know, repaint the cubicle, and then the problem disappeared. So there's all sorts of things that, you know, can be done.
Stop right there. You're saying that as small or as insignificant, I would think, as somebody going in on the bathroom, on wherever, scrawling some symbol, it allows evil energy into this place. What happens when they do that? What are you saying?
Well, it's like, okay. Here, just like, you know, it says all through the Bible, you know, especially in the Torah, that we are not to be a partake of any unclean things. And idols, idol worship, you know, gilulim in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's forbidden. And it, you know, the story, I think it's in Joshua, of the guy who stole a garment from a pagan thing when the army of Israel beat this
yes.
pagan nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it ended up causing the whole camp to lose battles and all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
You know, just because this guy, it wasn't even like it was an idol. He didn't like take some little statue of Baal or something. He took it was called a Babylonish garment, I think, in the King James. And, you know, and as a result, Israel was defeated in battle, and the whole camp got demoralized. And Joshua, you know, tore out his hair by the roots and sought the Father. And was, you know, they cast lots, and they discovered that it was, I think the guy's name was Achan, and that he had taken this garment. And, you know, so people think, oh, well, that's just picky. Well, the trouble is the devil is like the godfather of legalism, of being picky. And if he can find something, and to get back to your original question, so here's the thing, somebody with intent, just to scrawl something doesn't mean anything. But if a Satanist woman, if it was a ladies' room, if she went in there, you know, shut the door and it's private, and she carefully drew this satanic sigil, that is a sigil for summoning demons. And I know all about this stuff.
You said sigil?
Yes, S-I-G-I-L.
You said sigil? Okay.
S-I-G-I-L. That's the word that's used in all these magical workbooks, like the Greater Key of Solomon and the Black Pullet and so on. And they believe that these signals have the power to summon a demon. They're like a doorway. And then there's magic squares.
Because of their intention and their belief system, it has power, and it opens up creates susceptibilities to this negative energy. Basically.
Yes, because it defiles the building.
Let me move on subject.
Sure.
I don't mean to rush you, but we only have so much time, and this is such important. I'm changing subjects, but not really. The entertainment industry. I mean, if you're even half observing, you see many certainly odd symbols, satanic things. You hear rumors. You even hear people coming out. I've had different people tell me certain things when they go to get record contracts. I mean, they've told me firsthand. Person to person, they've told me that they make them go through a ritual, and they walked away from it. If you want to do this, they basically go through some, you know, sexual perversion ritual. It's kind of the beginning of something. What's going on with the entertainment industry and the symbols then? This seems like much more powerful signals all around us.
Oh, yeah, yes. In fact, there's a lot of course, you know, back in my day it was record albums, but, you know, CD yeah. covers or whatever, you know, that are just chock full of occult stuff. And just to illustrate how powerful this is, how, what do you want to call it, pervasive it is, the guy who was the highest level Satanist in Chicago that was my mentor, okay, when I became a hardcore Satanist and joined the Brotherhood, he was the biggest rock music promoter in the Chicago area, and he was a very high-level Satanist. So it's, you know, it's pretty bad. And, you know, I know there's many books written by, you know, Bible-believing Christians that say be careful with popular music, rock music, whatever, you know. And they're right because, you know, these people, and I mentioned, you know, we talked about briefly off-air, you know, like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga and, you know, all these huge A-list stars, I would literally be willing to swear on a Bible, I don't believe in doing that, but that all of them have had some kind of initiation into Luciferian worship, and they all have sold their souls to the devil, literally. And that's just because the devil runs the music industry, just like the devil runs Hollywood. And that's why when you have somebody come out, like I know this this Chris Pratt guy, the actor, who was in Jurassic Park and Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's an outspoken Christian. And because he's so huge, you know, he's a big box office guy right now, they won't mess with him. But behind the scenes, you can bet there are people cursing him and just reviling him, and because he has come out and talked about Jesus, you know, and that's such a tiny minority. I mean, you know, you can probably count on the fingers of one hand the Hollywood people that are either politically conservative or theologically conservative. You know, like Tim Allen, he got booted off a network because he was too conservative. So, yeah, I think really the Hollywood and the music industry are totally given over to the evil one. And even, unfortunately, there's a lot of it in Christian music. You know, I think that's why a lot of Christian artists, you know, they go along and they're doing really good, but at some point, all of a sudden they get divorced. All of a sudden they get caught in adultery or else they decide, oh, I'm gay, you know. It's because there's this pervasive influence with the ego, you know, and fame, and the devil will use that because he's the ultimate egotist. And even if, you know, some great Christian artist, you know, they end up falling into sin or getting a divorce or something or other, you know, it's because the devil has managed to get his cloven hoof in the door and somehow or other work on them. And maybe it's not
fine. Okay,
I'm not saying, yeah.
Let me set a stage for you. Let me put something to you.
Sure.
You correct me where I'm wrong. So basically, Satanists are trying to build emissaries and members for the Satanic Kingdom, for a Luciferian overthrow of the world, that the worship now, instead of going to God, now goes to Lucifer, that their minds and hearts, and that anytime they see an affected person, Christian people, radio, you know, even like this radio show teaching things, they want to curse us and have negative, they want to stop all these things. The music probably has subliminal messages in it. Probably maybe they put the master tapes on satanic temples and have rituals and curses about it. I mean, all these, it's all designed to bring us into a spiritual state of slavery, into basically satanic worship, or to lower our spiritual sensitivity. This whole war is going on right in front of us, and we're not even aware of it. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's actually, everything you said is absolutely true. You know, you don't need me. But we have a DVD. Let me just say this. We have a DVD called Entertaining Dark Angels. Because, you know, the Bible talks about people that entertain angels unaware. And it's one of the few places in the Bible that the word entertainment is used. And in this video, I'm preaching in a church in Michigan, I think it was, and I talk about all this stuff, how when you open up your home, like if you're, let's say you're watching cable TV or you're going to a movie or whatever it might be, all this stuff, if you go to an unclean site or an unclean program or an unclean movie, it will get into you. It really will. That's why on the rare occasions that we go see a movie, which is almost never, we always pray before we go into the theater, because if you could see in the spiritual realm, those movie theater auditoriums are just crawling with evil spirits. I mean, like bats hanging from the ceiling, just waiting to come down and land on people. And there's a reason why all this stuff is called programming, because it programs people. And when you think of how many hours young people spend either at movies or TV or watching things on the Internet, Netflix.
I mean, I'm appalled. We're about to go to a break. I'm cutting you off again. We're about to go to a break. I watch some of the cartoons that are out there my children like to watch on Netflix or what have you. And thank goodness I watch them. It's like they're all witches, or they're all casting spells, or they're all, oh, look how nice they are. And, oh, they're casting a spell on their neighbor. And stuff. I'm like, God almighty, everywhere this stuff.
Oh,
there's the music. We'll be back on the other side. Short segment coming up, then long segment. I'm going to ask you about, obviously we want to get into Kavanaugh. What in the world are these Covenant witches doing? They want to curse Kavanaugh and Trump. What is this about? And much more. Halloween also. Stay tuned to Snowblind with OneAccord.org. Pastor Reverend William Bill Snowblind's website. You can look up his books, DVDs, and this kind of information. Very interesting, very important. I think we don't realize this. Let me put something else to you, Reverend. So you said Satan, Lucifer, is very legalistic, and people are wondering, I even got an email about, well, how does he get power? You correct me where I'm wrong again. There's two jurisdictions. And see, we've been talking about this when it comes to the Declaration of Independence, political. We're talking about socialism versus the Declaration of Independence. So this makes perfect sense to me. When you're in one jurisdiction, the kingdom of God, when you're in that realm, the Bible-based, Christian-based, when you're in that area, when you're in that jurisdiction, when you're under the Declaration of Independence, the freedom, God's creation, all these things, there's power in that. There's also safety in both of those realms. Now, whenever you leak over to the other jurisdiction, the other kingdom, whenever you be either hot or cold, don't be in the middle, as the Bible says. Whenever you start leaking over to the middle, you open yourself up to this other jurisdiction. You open yourself up to ridicule, to accuser of the brethren, so to speak. That's the name of Satan. You talked about that. You open yourself up to all these things and all and demonic power. You open yourself up to demonic power because you won't stay in the right jurisdiction. Am I anywhere close?
Yeah, you are substantially correct. Yes. You know, it's all about, like if it's just like if you walk onto the devil's turf, or if you allow the devil to walk onto your turf, you know, it can cause problems. Like I was talking about people like drawing satanic symbols in ladies' rooms or whatever, you know. And in the same way, like if you if you go into a movie theater, that's the devil's turf. Now, I'm not saying never go to a movie, although a lot of people would. But, I mean, there are obviously faith-based movies out there. You know, if you're going to have to do something like that, you need to pray first. I always pray before I go into a movie theater or anything similar to that, where probably unrighteous things have gone on. Because, just as an example, people don't understand this, but if you have blasphemies happening, you know, and that word is so old-fashioned, you know, but people taking the name of the Almighty in vain, people taking the name of Yahushua, Jesus, in vain, you know, cursing, that kind of thing, that, if you could see in the spiritual realm, like in a home or even in a public place, it's like someone taking blood and throwing it on the wall. It just totally defiles whatever you're in, whatever room you're in. So if you go to a movie theater where, say, the previous film has had cursing or the F word or whatever horrible stuff might have been in there, that room is just crawling with evil spirits. Just like, for example, most hotel rooms are crawling with evil spirits. When we go to an hotel room, you want to pray and bless the room that you're in the name of Yahushua, of Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I mean, that's – now, the other thing about power, the devil's power, the devil really doesn't have any power, because what did Yahushua say in the end of Matthew's gospel? All power on heaven and earth is given unto me. So how much power does that leave for old Splitfoot? None. The only power he has is the power we give him by worshiping him. You know, either worshiping him literally like these people in the satanic churches do, or worshiping him ignorantly, like, say, for example, Freemasons or any false religious system. You know, they think they're worshiping the true, you know, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they're not. You know, and that's a form of the same thing.
All right, let's go deeper. We got to have you back on again to go over some of this. SRA, Satanic Ritualistic Abuse, pretty heavy, pretty deep. We're seeing a lot of people more and more. You know, when I was a child 40-plus years ago, you hardly heard about this. Now you're starting, I mean, you can even see children, and you can just look in their eye and like, my God, what happened to that poor kid? Something's going on with that child. How prevalent is this, and what is the design here? Is this generational? Are they bringing up a whole army here? What is it? We're about to go on a break, but go ahead and start.
Well, just to start briefly, the design is Satan loves to destroy innocence, and there's nothing more innocent than a child. And there's several things which I probably don't have time to go into before the break, but the main thing is he's assuming, and often rightly so, that if he has a trusted individual, a parent or a relative or even a clergyman, molest a little child, that little child is going to be filled with fear and rage and anger and not trust anybody, including God. And that's the number one thing. He's trying to head them off at the pass to keep them from getting saved, etc., to keep them from, you know, having a life of victory in the
Messiah. Isolate them.
Yeah.
To isolate them in fear and distrust, and so they look at the world and fear everywhere. So everywhere there's fear, so everywhere there's susceptibility to the power of the devil. Because fear is the spirit of fear. My God. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side with oneaccord.org, thepowerhour.com. Well, I want you to know that I got that ductless furnace from Dale Mitchell, that Sun Air ductless furnace. I got that just in time because it is it's cold. And, boy, it's toasty. I cannot believe how much heat that thing puts out. I've had some of the other smaller things. I know that it's a quiet investment, but I think a worthwhile investment. The quality of it, I just couldn't, the amount of heat, one heater, the whole area. You've never been to my house, but if you had, you'd know. You couldn't believe how much area this little thing is doing. Just couldn't be more impressed. Of course, we got the Sun Air, the heaters, the ductless furnaces. We got the air purifiers. I got the air purifier going like 24 hours a day in my bedroom. The air has that clean, fresh smell. allergies, those kind of things, sicknesses, diseases, whatever, nanoparticles, who knows what's in the air. Satanic sigils, maybe there's little sigils in the nanoparticles that are coming down. I'm joking, but I'm not. I mean, who knows? That allotropic oxygen just kills it. Of course, the Mother Earth minerals, still, we've sold a ton of them. Those are all on sale. We have other sales at the Power Mall. We do have gift certificates, gift cards for all the holidays. Please consider those. And we have a special. You buy $100, anything at the Power Mall, $100, you get 10% off. You buy $100 worth. So that's the sale that we're doing now. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your purchases. There's so many great and worthy products. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, or of course call Jay, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, REM Sleep, Heart Drops, Strauss Heart Drops, all the above, all available. Great products for you and your family to bless your life. Health is important. And if you didn't know, it's your responsibility. Buy from the good guys. Buy from the Power Mall and the people that we present to you, if you would. Thank you so much. Getting back to William Snowblin, with oneaccord.org is his website, and just been enthralled talking to him. We're going to run out of time. We're going to have you on again soon to go over some more of these things. Let me ask you some questions. Hillary Clinton, we've heard reports that she was going to the Wiccan Church in California or somewhere out west at one point, that she stopped when Bill was running for president, what have you. We've even heard reports that she smells like sulfur. I don't know what that means. It seems very odd. What do you know about that, Hillary Clinton?
Well, where should I start? Let me just say this. She was involved in witchcraft and the occult back when I was. I mean, she is not a novice. Of course, I've been out of it.
Did you know that? Are you speculating on that, or you knew that?
But I heard about her through the grapevine, so to speak.
And, through the network.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because even before there was an internet, which there wasn't back then, you know, these people would network with one another through organizations like Circle Network and others. And, you know, yeah, she was involved in that kind of stuff back then. Because you've got to realize, and you probably know this, and maybe your listeners do too, that communism is Satanism. The Karl Marx is the devil worshiper.
Thank you.
I think it was Richard Wurmbrand, the famous guy who was tortured for Christ and all of that, you know. He wrote a book about how Karl Marx was actually a hardcore Satanist, and he created, you know, the Communist Manifesto, which, of course, Hillary, she won't say this, but she's basically a communist. And all of these people that are communists are actually, you know, devil worshippers. And now, just getting up
to the Satanism. Is socialism communism? Bill, is socialism communism? It's the same thing, is it not?
Pretty much. The only difference is that typically communism is more hardcore, and it carries with it the idea of dialectical materialism, and meaning that they're atheists. I mean, there are plenty of Christian socialists. I don't know how they do that, but there are a lot, especially within more liberal, the Catholic Church, and more mainline. I mean, most of the Catholic, I mean, look at the Pope. The Pope is a socialist, even though 100 years ago, Pope Leo XIII declared that anybody who was a socialist was excommunicated automatically, just like that, from the Catholic Church. Today, the Pope's a socialist. So it's like, But anyway, back to Hillary.
Wow.
Today, I would not be a bit surprised looking at her, watching her, you know, on the media. I don't doubt for a minute that she is probably, if not the highest ranking female Satanist in America, that she's close to it. And, you know, she's been kept alive by demons and blood transfusions from children. I mean, yeah.
Ooh.
You know, that's what she's doing. You know, that's why she's not dead. And, that, you know, people that are spiritually sensitive will tell you, let me finish, that if you're around somebody that is what the term is used by people in deliverance ministry, is perfect possession. when somebody is so demon-possessed that there basically isn't anybody there except the demons. The personality is so subsumed by the demonic that there's really almost nothing left of the human, that they literally smell like sulfur. And, you know, people
Whoa.
Like Saddam Hussein, people like Adolf Hitler. And, you know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I don't know so much about Obama, but that he might very well be like that as well. You know, because if you...
Well, we've heard things. You don't know. You've heard things.
Right, right. But I don't, because that was outside of... I mean, he was, you know, obviously, you know, he was much, he's much younger than I am. And if he was involved in Satanism, I don't know about it. You know, because by the time he became any kind of a public figure,
well, certainly
I was already a believer. Yeah, he certainly is a communist.
All right,
yes.
All right, let me move on for time's sake here. We got to get to Halloween because it's coming up. But that leads me to, okay, Trump and Kavanaugh. What is
right.
the deal with all these witches selling tickets and getting around a cauldron and brewing spell? What's going on? They want to Kavanaugh and Trump? Why?
They want to bring down the Trump administration. They want to destroy Trump. They want to destroy Kavanaugh, who's his latest creature, so to speak. You know, I mean, and... Because Trump represents, as I said recently on YouTube, by the way, we have a YouTube channel. Go look at it. Hallelujah. But, you know, Trump is an existential threat to the Satanic Brotherhood. Because he is threatening the two pillars of their power. Pillar number one is abortion, and pillar number two is pedophilia. And I imagine your listeners know this, but Trump has been going after pedophile and pedophile networks like nobody in history. He is just arresting thousands of these perverts. You know, he's turned the Homeland Security Division loose on these people. He's arrested more pedophiles in the less than 2 years that he's been president than Obama and Bush and Clinton together brought into justice. Because it's a federal crime, you know, to have pornographic materials or transport children across state lines for, you know, promiscuous, well, I don't know what the word is, for salacious reasons. That's a federal offense. And yet Obama hardly did anything, we can imagine why, and neither did Bush and neither did Clinton. And what's his name? President Trump is just tearing up the pedophile networks like crazy. And they're terrified because this is where they get their power, from all these children being abused, being murdered, being eaten, being, you know, all kinds of unholy things being done to them.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's how the devil gets his power. Now, the other thing is...
Well, all right, hold on, Bill. So you're saying... I don't want to go too deep into it. I just can't stand to even listen to it. This makes me sick. But I get your point. But so you're saying because such evil, such depravity occurs, it brings the world into darkness? Or, I mean, how does that work? Is it a shift?
Yeah, well,
what's going on?
You know, both abortion and pedophilia defile the land. I mean, it says in Deuteronomy that the shedding of innocent blood curses the land. Now, think of what has been happening in America since Roe v. Wade. Millions of babies.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, plus all of the children that have been killed, either by Satanists or by perverts or whatever it might be, you know, because Masons are doing this stuff. You know, the Catholic Church, of course, is running away with it. You know, they're like the leading pedophile organization in the world. And all of these things, you know, I mean, you know, you read about this stuff. I mean, like, and I don't want to get too gross. I'll just drop it. But, I mean, the point is shedding of innocent blood curses the land. America is cursed by all these abortion clinics. And even though...
Sure. We're cursed.
You know.
Yeah, that's why our population's going down. That's why our birth rates are going down. That's why we're in debt. You know, read Deuteronomy 28. I mean, you know, we shall lend and not borrow. Well, now we borrow and don't lend. I mean, that's we're cursed. Something is cursing us, ladies and gentlemen. So what is it? I think Bill's hitting on something here. We'll be back. One last segment. I want to hit pretty hard. Halloween. What does this mean? Is this a way of dragging Christians unknowingly down to their really defeat, to their cursing? We'll be back after this break with OneAccord.org. I guess there really is something to these vampire stories. You know, a vampire can't enter your house until you open the door to invite him in. I mean, I guess that's similar to what we're talking about. Okay, we have a short time here. I see this similar. I mean, really, this is a spiritual war, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that Bill is here to talk about this. This reminds me of the Declaration of Independence. Okay, if Christianity, if Christians now are delving into Satanism, paganism, what have you, Halloween, whatever, then we're losing power. We lose authority. The Christian church has lost power. The Declaration of Independence, okay? The opposite of that would be we're going into socialism. Socialism says that you are a beast, that you need to be ruled. Is that not Satanism? Is that not what Satanism is? You need to be ruled. You need to be controlled. The Declaration of Independence says the Creator made you free with rights. Do you see this? When we go into this, we lose our power. We lose everything, ladies and gentlemen. And because the Christians of this nation who claim to be Christians, I mean, I'm going to get a little harsh with you, because we have abrogated our authority, then Lucifer, Satan, takes that authority from us. That's what's been going on. Pastor, Reverend, talk about Halloween. What do we need to know here?
Well, there again, you've got an area where the Christians have allowed the devil in by having their churches and whatnot celebrate Halloween. Now, many churches don't, but a lot of churches do. And Halloween is a satanic holiday. On this night, thousands of children are being slain across the world. Not just in the West, but, you know, in the East, it's required for the devil's sacrament. And if because of the awful energy, the evil that's around this night, we totally would advise Christians in the strongest possible way not to let your children go anywhere, not to have any kind of trick or treat. Don't even, because understand this, witches actually walk through, Satanists walk through supermarkets during this season and curse the candy. They walk down the aisle, you know, because every supermarket has Halloween candy aisles now, you know, and they curse them. So that if anybody takes, a little whatever candy thing and consumes it, they are getting demons. They're swallowing demons, just like, you know, it's like a satanic holy communion. And then you wonder why your kids are growing up and they're getting into all this unrighteous stuff. And it's because you allowed them to go and party with the devil. And we have a YouTube video about this, about Halloween. We have a DVD people can buy. It's called Unmasking Hell Night. And it's dangerous stuff. Churches shouldn't be doing it. And, you know, I advise people to pray over their children. Really have a prayer meeting on this night. Don't let them go out. And at the same time, to be aware that, you know, even pets are in danger. Because most animal shelters will tell you they will not adopt out pets a few days before Halloween because they know what's going to happen to them. If they can't get a baby to sacrifice or a young girl to sacrifice or a young boy, they will kill a kitty or a dog or whatever they can. Because the devil keeps shedding blood.
Okay. To the parents at home, whatever, they want their little girl to dress up like, Hello Kitty. They're just going to the neighbors and getting some candy. It's a fun little thing and what have you. What's wrong with that?
Well, you're partying with the devil. I mean, I realize that's a relatively innocent costume, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't do it. I think it opens a doorway. Now, people are going to say, oh, you're just an old grump, you know, and whatnot. But I used to be, and I don't think I have the time to go into it, but I basically got touched by evil as a little boy when I was going out trick-or-treating Halloween. In a very innocent time, like probably 1959, 1960, and I was opened up to the demonic, and it ended up getting me into all this unrighteous stuff that you've heard me talk about earlier in the program. Because I went out on Halloween night. Even though I wasn't dressed as anything creepy, you know, didn't matter. The devil will still get in there because you're on the devil's turf when you're out on Halloween night.
All right, let's talk about, we got just a couple, 3 minutes. We're going to have you on again. Catherine, please schedule him on, you know, maybe about a month from now before Thanksgiving or something. Let's have the Reverend on again to follow up with this. There's so many things I wanted to discuss we didn't. This is important. Okay, last question, couple, 3 minutes. Solutions. What do people need to be aware of in their life? How can we take back the power in our homes, in our communities, in our Congress, in the Declaration of Independence, the whole thing? This is a spiritual war. How can we take this back?
Take prayer seriously. Fast. Pray. Especially, you know, coming up on Halloween, and this particular year beyond Halloween, the election. You know, I think it's November 8th, you know, and we have a prayer on our, we have all kinds of prayers on our website that people can download for free. We have Blown the Doorpost, which is our spiritual warfare flagship book, and many, many other DVDs. But here's my point. There's a prayer there that some other brother in Christ wrote for the elections that people can go to our thing. We have a drop-down menu for prayer. We have deliverance prayers. We have dozens of spiritual warfare prayers for dark seasons, and it will teach. If you don't know how to do warfare in the heavenlies, these prayers will show you how to do it. But especially this prayer for the election in 2018, because it in the prayer it talks about taking back. Because when we allow unrighteous people to sit in the seats of Congress, the devil is sitting there with them, and we've got to take all these people out. You know, that are socialistic, Democrat-type people that are not Christians, and replace them with true conservative people that believe in the Scriptures, that believe in the Constitution. Because if we don't do, this is the most critical election, I think, midterm election in my lifetime. And I'm almost 70 years old. So pray. You got to pray. You got to put your armor on, buckle on the shield of faith. And again, we have all sorts of teachings on how to do this on our website. We have a DVD called Resisting Unto Blood, which is high-end spiritual warfare tactics. We got a lot of teachings on YouTube about different parts of the armor of God. It's all there.
We have the authority. Not only do we have authority as Americans, you know, many of us, listen, most people listening to the show are Christians. Even if you're not a Christian, you're an American. You're a created being. You have divinity within you. So says our law. The law. You want to talk about law? Because we have abrogated law, now we're getting lawlessness. This is total. You want to see the solution and the problem? Go look in the mirror. That's what I said over and over. That's the good news. We are the solution. God has given us the solution. The law has given us the solution. This is the message of salvation for America and for your homes. Pastor, last thing, we're very strong on the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights here. We've even compared it to parts of the Bible. This is how important this is for America. Last comment on that before we go.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Constitution is very important because it's an expression in part of Judeo-Christian values, and that's what our nation was founded on. That's what we need to get back to.
Hey, a pleasure, my friend. God bless you. God keep you. Together we can do this, ladies and gentlemen. Our energy, our minds, our hearts of one. We are one, that we want truth. We want legitimacy. We want the Declaration of Independence. We want our freedom. We want liberty. We want life. We want health. I declare it all as safety to you. And watch your kids like a freaking hawk this next couple weeks. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, do